are here with Sekou Burmese. You are one of the Filene's research fellows, and let me turn this down for a second. Hang on. We don't want to hear that. That's us live.
Oh, okay.
Technical difficulties. I apologize. We're here with Sekou Burmese, research Filene research fellow, and University of Texas. We're right here in your town.
Yeah, we're here. Welcome. Glad you could glad to have you here, in the weird city of Austin.
It is. It's weird, but lots of fun. Yeah. For sure. Hey, we're talking about a really important topic in today's world. I mean, I think every industry is experiencing, how do we attract top talent? Because there's so much competition right now. But credit unions in particular, how can they attract top talent in today's highly competitive marketplace?
Yeah. So I talked a little bit about today at Big Bright Minds, one of the big differentiators for credit unions are they're a set of organizations with a community focus impacting community, as more and more employees, potential employees, want to make an impact. So people want to earn a good living and those things, but they also want to know, how's the work I'm doing actually making an impact? And credit unions for a long time have really, this has been one of the key cornerstones, but also I think they've been really good at figuring out precisely how that happens and being able to communicate that maybe is a potential challenge, something they could do better. Yeah. But I think it's a differentiator. And so it's one of the ways that, if you look at what differentiates credit union from another company is the culture, the nature, the focus of the organization, which I think can be a real competitive advantage.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I think we've all read study after study of how millennials really like to be a part of something that has a deeper meaning,
yes.
And credit unions certainly fit that mold.
Yep.
So is that one of the steps to get there, is to deliver that message to the next generation coming up?
Yeah, it's true. And so all those studies all have one caveat, which is familiarity is important. So millennials love to make an impact, but they really like things they're familiar with and they understand. And if there's one area, potential obstacle that I think we see when we look at how people understand what credit unions do, is that it's not a great understanding widely about exactly how credit union, the industry operates, what is cooperative lending, how is that different than any other kind of community bank versus credit union, et cetera. And so getting that familiarity with this millennial generation, Generation Z, what have you, is critical on top of communicating it. But for sure, one of the takeaways from some of the conversations I've had with credit union HR, human resources, is they need to be better lockstep with marketing. So the marketing to members is amazing, right? So if you're getting recruited as a potential member, you have pamphlets, you have infographics, you have all this.
Yeah.
On the recruiting side, they don't talk to one another, right? So that same marketing kind of the strength I think that we see credit unions have needs to be directed both to members and potential applicants. I think that's probably a big step.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that way. I think does the messaging need to be synonymous? Does it kind of have to have some sort of cohesive meaning for both your target audience and your target future employees? Is that?
I think they're very similar. If you look at some of the best organizations, they talk about what they do, and then they're looking for people who want to be a part of accomplishing that. I don't think there's much of a difference. I think the same marketing that you do to bring members in, why is it great to be a member here, is probably the first step in recruiting people. You want to be a part of an organization that's doing this for its members.
Yeah, that deeper meaning, so important. Are there a couple of other steps that credit unions can take to kind of bring, I'm not only the millennials, but even in the executive, in the C-suite, there's a lot of need there. Obviously there's a lot of turnover in the credit union industry with that in that area. What else can we do?
And this is part of kind of what my research does, and overall is kind of taking an analytics approach to recruiting, selection, and retention. So a lot of times I'll go in and say, okay, you have trouble recruiting. Have you looked at your yields, the types of employees that have performed well, what do they have in common as far as how they were recruited, people that have left, why have they left, taking exit interview, analyzing that. Sometimes a lot of the answers are buried within the HR system already. And so some of what we're doing moving forward with the War for Talent is working lockstep with some of these credit unions to help them analyze their data, do kind of what I call now people analytics, to get a better feel and understanding of what has worked for us in the past, and so maybe what strategy should we be doubling down on, and what maybe ways we're recruiting at this place. But when you look at the numbers, it's not really a great place to recruit, and maybe being more efficient and effective. And so I think embracing the analytics on the HR side is probably a great first step.
All right, let's talk about challenges, because there's a myriad of challenges out there. What are some challenges that credit unions are experiencing right now with getting this top talent coming in the doors?
Well, part of it is the labor force, educated labor force, has just really gotten tightened up, highly competitive, particularly for certain skill sets. Mm-hmm. So those with knowledge of the financial field, you're competing with, you know, a lot of people who will just throw money at the problem. You'll also be competing on the tech side, right? So fintech is huge. Now you're competing with the technology industry, right? And kind of the culture that's there. So there are some, I think, adjustments that need to be made within the cultures of a lot of these organizations if the goal is to retain some of these individuals who are used to maybe hopping around more, or they're used to more autonomy, or they're used to, you know, working remotely way more than maybe has been the culture at an organization for a long time. And this is not unique to credit unions, for better or for worse, right? Every organization is trying to figure out how to adjust. And so that's a potential obstacle, right? So, yeah, we want to bring these people in. How do you keep them? You can't just keep everything the same and expect to bring in a different type of employee.
Yeah. Attracting them is the first step. Keeping them is the bigger,
correct,
bigger thing.
Correct. Correct.
All right, let's talk about the importance of all of this for credit unions. Why is it so important right now for credit unions?
Well, I think you see more and more, you know, the adage, our people are our biggest asset, has become truly, you know, people are starting to put monetary amounts to that, and they're starting to see the ability to find people, to find talented individuals, to execute strategies, to win clients, to help others, to help develop others, is really key. And people who are able to retain people will do better, even if everything else is the same, right? So once it becomes a critical differentiator, your human capital is really the difference between success and failure. Then I think now people say, like, oh, people, HR isn't just this support thing. It's something that ties directly into the livelihood of our enterprise.
Indeed. All right. Well, we could talk about a long time about this. It's such an important time. It's so timely right now because of all the turnover that's happening in the industry, especially in the C-suite of our industry. Gosh, man, we can go hours, Sekou. So, but any final words to wrap up here with this message? Any final steps, Craig? Any final advice from your studies?
Aside from get in contact with Filene, we have a lot of great research
they do
coming out. And this is my general pitch, experimentation. If you have an idea or if you have a question, a lot of times you can answer it on your own. You don't necessarily need to look at another organization. You can kind of start to institute changes in small, you know, measured, systematic way to help address issues. And Filene and a lot of the folks involved with the War for Talent, that's what we do, and we want to encourage organizations kind of do this in a smart, reasoned, systematic way. But yeah.
Okay. Another question. Is any of this information going to be accessible to credit unions anytime soon to help them attract and retain these folks?
So we have a report that was published recently, Law of Attraction. Okay. So very timely there. And there will be some empirical work that we're currently working on. I told you about the work we're doing with the two credit unions, thinking about how to do some people analytics to understand maybe better attraction strategies. That'll be the beginning of 2018. But we're going to have things thinking about the board level all the way down to the frontline level and ways to help retain and improve the quality of the talent that we can have at credit union. So yeah, look out for that on the Filene website.
All right, we will be on the lookout for it. Sekou, thank you so much for hanging out with us here for
a
few minutes.
Thanks
for all your hard work, and keep up the good work as well. Well done.